Okay, so we're up to mitzvah Yud-Aleph, the 11th mitzvah of the Torah, which is Shaloi Yimatzei Chametz Bereshuskinu BaPesach. You should not have any chametz in your reshus, in your domain, on Pesach. So the pasuk says Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzei Bevatichem. There are some weird words. Again, we've been finding this a lot when it comes to chametz, right? Whether it's the day that sounds like a weird day, or for 7 days it says over here that you cannot find seor. Seor is like a leavening, or we'll see that seor is sort of like the leavening agent, that which makes something become chametz. So you can't find this in your houses. Right? If you eat chametz, you're going to have gakaris, so don't have any chametz in your house. What's the mitzvah? You should not find any chametz in your domain whatsoever. All the days of Pesach. As the pasuk says, you shouldn't find any leavening in your houses at all. And Chazal explain, lav davka beito, doesn't necessarily have to be one's house, right? Let's say a person lives in a certain house. Just because you have chametz elsewhere doesn't mean that that's not included. Ela kol shebirshuto, as long as it's considered somehow in your domain, right, your office or the like, where you have multiple houses, whatever it is, all those places are considered places where it would be prohibited to have chametz. V'lav dafka so'or shehu mechametz, and even though the pasuk does use the word so'or, which is like, as we said, a leavening agent, it's that which makes something else become chametz. So even though it says that, it's lav dafka, it's not just that. Dehu hadin lachametz, right, if you have something that is chametz itself, it's not a leavening agent, but it's actually chametz, that too is included in the prohibition. The se'or v'chametz, that this leavening agent, and chametz chad hu inyan isuro, that both chametz and se'or are the same thing when it comes to this prohibition. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, what is the root of this mitzvah? So if you've been with us so far, then you probably have a sense of what the root of this mitzvah is, as it's pretty similar to what we've seen so far with Korban Pesach and the like. Kadesh Niskor La'olam, so that we should remember forever. Hanisim Shanasu Lanu B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, all of the miracles that were done for us through the Exodus of Egypt. K'moshe Kasuv B'Seah Pesach, like that which we write when it comes to the Korban Pesach. V'Niskor Masha Eira Lanu Kinyan Zeh, and another reason for this mitzvah in particular, that we should remember something specifically related to this mitzvah, that washem mitoch chavzon hayetzia, that through the haste that we left Egypt, afino ha'isa matzah, the dough that we had prepared was only able to be baked into matzos. Kilo yechul lehisma mea ad shechamitz, they were not able to delay, very, very famously, we know, they were not able to delay until it became chametz itself, it could not rise. K'moshe kasuv, yofu esa batzeg, right, that it says that they baked the dough, and that they had very little time to do it. Therefore, this mitzvah not only doesn't remind us of the incredible miracles that God did for us in Mitzrayim, but it also reminds us in particular of the fact that we left Egypt in a lot of haste. God willing, tomorrow we'll conclude the second part of this mitzvah, which is understanding all the various dinim and how this mitzvah, when this mitzvah is applicable. But for now, we will stop right here.